joined by student Annabelle Henkin from Education Action Group 2026, or 26, not 2026, talking about the fees hike strike. I've almost said that wrong several times. Annabelle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I've been enjoying kind of a like more relaxed. Usually on Monday, I'm like quite like, you know, like, yeah, Monday, all of the songs are like upbeat and funky. And today I was like,
yeah,
peaceful.
Just easing in.
Yeah, just easing in. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to Education Action 26.
Yeah, so I'm Annabelle. I guess you've already said that. I joined Education Action Group when it started. So Education Action Group was formed after the last fee strike protest that we did. Mm-hmm. I was sort of involved in the organizing for that, which was really awesome to be a part of. And then when Education Action Group was formed, I was obviously in there with a bunch of other people as well who'd come from that initial one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of the ISO, so the International Socialists, who were very involved in that first one, and have, you know, kept being involved in Education Action Group since then as well.
Nice. And how many people are involved with the group at the moment?
Oh, yeah. So our organizing meetings have maybe like 30 people.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And that's 30 people who show up to our meetings every Monday, 5:30, sort of regularly every week, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a kind of like a bigger group of people who do things like they flyer for us or they poster or they, you know, they might contribute to things on social media and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's even more people who show up to the protests that we have, which is really awesome as
nice.
Well. Yeah.
And so, yeah, you say it's born out of that first fees-free protest that happened. What was the kind of spark that went, let's do fees hike strike instead of fees free strike?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so this was like, this is sort of in response to the current, like, conditions that we're in. So,
mm-hmm.
like, at the moment, the Grant Robertson and the University Council are sort of drafting up their plans for the fee hike for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So the government has set the maximum fee increase to 6%. But this is the time where we really feel like we need to put pressure on Grant Robertson and the University Council to sort of not put this, like, you know, blatant government austerity, to just put it on students and increase our fees even more.
Mm.
So yeah, it's definitely sort of out of that, like, that timing thing, you know, we feel like we want to be getting on this now before they commit to a 6% fee rise and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, totally. And for any students who may not really understand austerity, can you break it down a little bit for us?
Yeah, so austerity in sort of general terms, I mean, when it's coming from the government, it refers to the chronic underfunding of our institutions and the sort of the trickle-down effect of that, meaning like being put onto sort of students and staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're keeping the books balanced by, you know, cutting staff or slashing programs or raising our student fees, you know, by a lot. We're the ones who have to sort of suffer from the government's decisions to underfund the university. And it's all sort of like wrapped up in this like the sort of increasing like privatization of our institutions and the sort of corporatization of our universities as well. It's like it's getting universities to run more as like a corporation, you know, than like an institution for public good, which we're seeing a lot of. And every sort of fee increase and cut to staff, it's all wrapped up in this sort of like this trend of making things more corporate, more private.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And for you guys, why is radical student action the best answer to this?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I come to radical student action as the best thing to do is just by, like, looking through history and seeing what has made changes and what has made a difference. You know, like, in terms of student movements, like, we take a lot of our sort of inspiration from the student movements in the 90s, where, you know, they had thousands of people. I think at their peak they had, like, 20,000 students, and they did, like, protest marches, and they occupied the clock tower, like, very famously a lot of times throughout the 90s.
Mm.
And that was, like, that made massive changes to, you know, the plan that universities were going on. So they were, like, I think in one year they were planning on increasing fees it was like 25% or over, and they managed to get it down to 17%. Mm. I think the student movements were also like a reason why we have interest-free student loans as well, which is, you know, that makes quite a lot of difference to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was this kind of like radical and militant student movements that actually made differences.
Mm.
Because, you know, that's what is listened to. There's no like, the university doesn't have to listen to a petition or, you know, an email. But when they have like thousands of students like coming together and you know, all saying the same thing, sort of in solidarity with each other.
Yeah.
That's what really makes a difference and what they really have to listen to.
And I'm holding one of your beautiful blue flyers in my hand at the moment. And on it, you kind of say, the proof is in the pudding. And you talk about nations where they do provide fee-free education all the way from undergrad through to PhD level.
Yeah, I think that's like a crazy thing because like people don't realize this. Like when we said this at the last rally, I think it was Brian Roper, the politics professor, was talking, and he was like, he was explaining that like France and Iceland and Germany pretty much have no fees, and people were shocked. You know, people don't realize this. Like it's become so normal that like we pay $10,000 every year in fees that it's like people forget that it doesn't have to be that way, and that's like, that it's quite like a specific political choice by the government rather than like the way things have to be for some reason. And yeah, like we talk about in this flyer as well, it's like before like 1984, we pretty much had fee-free education. Like a lot of the people who are making these decisions about how much our education should cost pretty much just got like, they sailed through, they got fee-free education. They got their like living costs paid for, like everyone did, universal student allowance. And it's just so different now.
Yeah.
So it's so like, it's really awesome to see like people realizing this and realizing how screwed over we are.
Yeah. Are you finding that you're getting more and more support, more and more students on board?
Yeah. I mean, flyering's a really good way to sort of like tell where people are at with this. And this is like, we've gotten really good reception from flyering for this because like people are so pissed. Like, I mean, especially in response to the cutting of fees free, like that's like a, I mean, that's $10,000 that they're having to spend. For a lot of people, that's like a, you know, like a 50% increase in what they were going to pay. People really knew about it and they really like, they wanted to do something about it. And so they were quite like, you know, when we were here and we were like, this is what you can do, you know, like come along to this protest, come along to our organizing meetings. Like people were, you know, they're excited to hear this. They want to start making a change, which is really awesome to see.
Yeah. And the last protest that happened on campus surrounding fees free, were you at that one?
Absolutely.
How was the vibe?
Yeah. I mean, the vibe was really good. So it was like, it started out as a march and then we moved to sort of like an occupation of St. Dave's. So we all walked in and we sat down and we were like, look, we're not gonna leave, you know, we want Grant Robertson to come and talk to us and come and sort of like explain what he's doing and whether he's on our side or not. And it was such a good vibe inside there. Like everyone was like, you know, everyone was sort of excited and they were also really engaging. So like the way we were doing it was like it was fully democratic, right? So all of the decisions that we were making when we were in St. Dave's, they were, you know, they were decided by a vote of the students. So we would have like, we had like discussions. So people would be putting up their hands and they were, you know, they would argue what they thought we should do, whether we should go to Grant Robertson or whether we should leave or whether we should stay. And people were like, they were contributing, they were saying what they thought, they were sort of like, you know, discussing things back and forth. It was such a good vibe, you know, everyone was like, everyone was in there and everyone was together. It was really cool. It felt really powerful, you know.
Yeah.
And Grant Robertson did come talk to us, like, low-key really quickly, which was really cool. It was, like, it was such a good, like, realization of the power we have.
Yeah, totally. And that kind of atmosphere that you're talking about, those students being buzzed, I think as soon as a student realizes, or just any kind of, you know, person out there in the world, especially young people, realize that they have power, you suddenly get that feeling of, like, Oh my God, like one thing that I can do, even if I'm one person in a crowd of 100, each person showing up makes the difference because you can't get to 100 if there aren't those singular people going, oh yeah, maybe I'll be a part of this. And then afterwards leaving and going, wow, like we made a difference. Yeah, I want to continue to be a part of this.
Yeah. And it's that like realization that we're not we're not individuals. Like,
yeah.
Like being able to see ourselves as like part of a group. Like we are the students, you know, we are the university community.
Mm.
That's like, you know, that's where our power is. And like that realization that we can sort of work together in that way is just, yeah, it's really powerful.
Beautiful. Okay, so the strike, it's on, you're meeting on Union Lawn. It is Tuesday next week.
Yeah.
12 p.m. Can you give us any other little details that it might be important for people to know?
I don't think so. I think you show up if this is something you care about, if you want to stand up for your education to let it be known that we don't want fee hikes and cuts.
Mm.
And we want our government to fight government austerity, our university to fight government austerity. You know, all you have to do is show up. It's going to be cool. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to feel really good to be there as well. So.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for joining me on the program this morning, Annabelle. You can also follow the Action Group at Education Action Group 26 on Instagram or Education Action Group _26 on TikTok. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was student Annabelle Hankin on the program talking about the Education Action 26 fees hike strike, which is going ahead next Tuesday, 25th at 12 p.m., if this is something you think aligns with you, if you are a student or even someone outside of the student community who believes in this issue, make sure you show up. Yeah, you can't say that things went bad if you didn't try. You need to try. you need to show your power as an individual if it is indeed something you believe in. It is.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.